Whenever I hear someone talk about feeling like they don't have a purpose, I will ask them, what role in your life ended recently? When my kids went into each new school season, I felt lost. It could have been easy for me to believe I didn't have a purpose for a while. I felt a sense of my purpose was missing, but going to those events was not my purpose. Worshiping God is my purpose. We were created to do good works, and those works are our unique calling. You will take that calling into the next role that God has already planned for you. And in each role, when you see those good works and you use those good works, you bring glory to God. And that's what I mean when I say your roles in life will change, but your purpose is eternal. You're about to finally accomplish something you've been waiting for and working toward. But then you get sideswiped again. Maybe your life feels like a perpetual Groundhog's Day with the sink full of dirty dishes and the unending pile of bills. Perhaps it seems like no one can tell you've done anything when it feels like all you've done is everything. This is a podcast for the defeated dreamer, the discouraged achiever, and the exhausted perfectionist in all of us. Imagine having a simple plan, a strategy to use in those moments when you feel like you can never accomplish what's important to you, when the things you are doing don't make much of a difference, and when you're wondering, do I even matter? I'm Sherry Fletcher, and I have so been there, but what I've come to understand is that God has a plan for your life, and the enemy has a plot against that plan. This is why you need a spiritual strategy. I'm glad you're here, and we're on the same team, so let's work on a spiritual game plan together. Hello, friends. I am Sherry Fletcher. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm so glad you're joining me. And if you've been here a while, you know I love reminding you that your roles in life will change, but your purpose is eternal. Today, I would love to wish a happy Mother's Day to every woman who has a mothering or a mentoring role in someone's life. Mothering is the best, most rewarding, seemingly unnoticed, often unthanked, joyful, heartbreaking, and fulfilling experience I've ever had. From the day I discovered that I could be a mom, I've wanted to be one. Apparently, I could change my brother's cloth diapers when I was just 6 years old. And as a teenager, if I was called to babysit, I was widely known to cancel a date. The role of a mother was something that I deemed commendable. I admired how hard they worked, and I wanted nothing more than to stay home with my children. When I was finally able to quit my job, it felt like a great accomplishment. However, I soon learned that the title of stay-at-home mom came with a prefix. I was made aware of this prefix shortly after having my second child. Excited to watch my then 2-year-old daughter during her swimming lessons, I found a seat among the other parents. With my infant in his car seat, I was soon engaged in a conversation with one of those parents. When asked if I worked, I was eager to share that I had recently quit. The reply I received was not the congratulations I had expected, but more of a derogatory comment that came with a prefix that I too willingly accepted. Oh, so you're just a stay-at-home mom. just? I had never expected that my work at home would be judged as nothing more than a stay-at-home mom. After all, this is what I had wanted to do all my life. But soon, I started adding the prefix automatically. When asked what I did, I would repeat that I was just a stay-at-home mom. Soon I realized that I heard other mothers adding the same prefix to their roles. I would hear them say when they were asked what they did, things like, well, I'm just a teacher. Well, I'm just a volunteer. I'm just a doctor. Oh, I'm just a pastor. I was sad to realize that no matter what role we held, we believed that we were nothing more than that role. Having the belief that I was nothing more than what people assumed my role to be as a stay-at-home mom kept me constantly striving to prove myself. I felt like I had to justify what I did all day. And not only to anyone who asked, so do you work? But even to my husband, who never asked. I was starting to realize that many people didn't seem to think that staying home with my kids was work. And I was starting to get increasingly defensive. When asked what I did, I loved telling people about the roles I held at church and our very small farm that we had and what my kids were into. But all too often, I still got the follow-up question, so do you work? Was I naive to think I was working? I always believed mothers worked, that they worked hard. I would have never asked a mother if she worked. I still don't. There was a part of me at that age that wanted to say, I work all day. Do I need to get paid for it to count? I started to believe that unless other people could see me accomplishing something big, or I could contribute a paycheck into the family's bank account, I didn't have a purpose. I was just a stay-at-home mom. As soon as my children began school, I volunteered on the Christian elementary and high school campuses where they attended. Soon, I began mentoring teens and meeting with women in other women's ministry. I discovered that regardless of our age difference, we were all searching for our purpose. And that same prefix seemed to have made its way into their lives as well. And the Lord kept pressing on my heart to dig deeper into what it meant to be just. Why do we believe that we are nothing more than the title of our roles? If I had been able to look back on my life, as far back as I could, to see the very purpose God had me on that campus, asking that question and struggling with the belief that I was nothing more than what others thought, I would have traced the very Bible verse that I use today in my ministry, which is Ephesians 2:10, to the song that I sang at the dedication of my daughter. You are a masterpiece. For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we could do the good things He planned for us long ago. Why, I sensed Him saying to me, do you believe you need to look for your purpose? I've already told you that you are my masterpiece. every creator who works on a masterpiece has a plan for their work. They have a vision, an end goal, a purpose, and a message that they want to convey. If we as humans have plans, a purpose for our workmanship, how much more intentional is our God? He created you and me with plans for us to do good works. We don't need to look for our purpose. We are told in Ephesians that our lives are for God's glory. We exist to bring praise to God. In other words, we are here on earth to praise God, not just in our prayers and songs, but through our whole lives. Worship is our primary purpose. How we do it is through the good works that God mentions in Ephesians 2:10. Each of us was made with different abilities to serve others. Your ability to serve might be someone who is called to inspire a movement, and you live in the land of visionaries. When you use your gifts, you're excellent at leading and empowering others to become what they're meant to be. Maybe your ability to serve might be called to connect with the needs of others, and you love to socialize with people and spend time with them at social events. People love to engage with you, and because you care about people and you want them to succeed, you're great at connecting them with resources and products and services. Maybe your ability to serve might be called to cultivate relationships, to shepherd people. You love to work closely with them, spending time in small, intimate conversations and building stability with people. Maybe your ability to serve is called to be the one who brings truth. You love to teach the word. This is not necessarily a teaching profession, because it occurs when you have this passion to share the things that you've learned about and from God, and you can absorb and comprehend and process multiple sources of information. These are unique abilities that God has created in each of us, and these abilities make us a masterpiece. You bring these beautiful, special abilities into each of the roles that you have and will have. So the role is not your calling or your ability to serve, and the role is not your purpose. Whenever I hear someone talk about feeling like they don't have a purpose, I will ask them, what role in your life ended recently? When my kids went into each new school season, I felt lost. It could have been easy for me to believe I didn't have a purpose for a while. For example, when they would go from elementary to high school, my role as a room mom or a field trip driver was no longer needed, and to be honest, no longer wanted. Those roles came to an end, and it was a very hard transition. And when they went from high school to college, the days and the years of basketball games and holiday musicals and banquets and other school events that had filled my social calendar were over. And seeing pictures of my friends whose kids were still in school and attending those events, wow, I felt a sense of my purpose was missing. But going to those events was not my purpose. Worshiping God is my purpose. Each role will have a season, and your roles in life will change. And we were created to do good works. And those works are our unique calling. You will take that calling into the next role that God has already planned for you. And in each role, when you see those good works and you use those good works, you bring glory to God. And that's what I mean when I say your roles in life will change, but your purpose is eternal. And God helped me understand that I am His masterpiece. And for years, I wrote and I talked about that concept. But sadly, every time the question of if I worked came up, that same defensive, I'm not just a stay-at-home mom, came right back up to the surface. As each one of my three kids started to leave the nest, even though I had been and still was actively volunteering, I was then getting asked if I would go back to work when my kids were gone. God was working on my heart. He was not done helping me understand what a masterpiece truly is. About 4 years ago, while I was at a workshop for speakers, I was sharing my masterpiece speech, and my coach challenged me to dig into the just part of the message. I had done my digging into understanding my purpose, but not into that annoying prefix. Why was I still accepting and owning that just? I sat up late into the night, staring at a blank page and praying. Since most of my message comes from the book of Ephesians, I read through it again. I went to sleep hoping that waking early with a fresh mind would give me an answer. The next morning, after getting ready and with a cup of coffee in hand, I opened my laptop and the same blank page opened up again. Praying, I asked God what He wanted me to know about that prefix. I felt Him telling me that I had readily accepted the prefix just without ever even looking up the word. So, opening up a search engine, I typed in the word J-U-S-T. There was the definition I had accepted. Simply, only, no more than. Just a stay-at-home mom, just a nurse, just a lawyer, just an administrative assistant. But then, below it, I saw another definition. Exactly. As in, that's just what I need. Staring at those words, just what I need, there it was. The prefix I had needed all along. I am just the stay-at-home mom that God needs. I am exactly who He created to mother my children, who He created to do the works He needs me to do. I went from just a mom, simply a mom, only a mom, nothing more than a mom, to just the mom, exactly the mom, just who my kids need as a mom. And so are you. No matter what role you are in right now, you are exactly who God needs in that role to do the work He planned for you to bring Him glory. It may seem that no one sees you. You may not feel appreciated. And there will be times when the enemy wants you to think that you are nothing more than the role that you are in. But you are a masterpiece. And you are exactly who he needs to love whomever he has placed in your care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode would bless a friend or a family member, please share it with them. I also wanted to let you know that in June, this podcast will go on hiatus as I focus on a writing project. But I would love to stay connected with you through my email newsletter. I will be responding to your suggestions and questions personally or through future blog posts. By subscribing, you'll be the first to know what I'm working on. So go over to my website at yourspiritualgameplan.com. I can't wait to hear from you.